4. Drive an old car. The bigger point is to live below your means. When Sarah Stanley Follow, Ph.D., and her father, Thomas Stanley, Ph.D., researched the book The Next Millionaire Next Door, they learned that many wealthy people are quite frugal. What really differentiates people who accumulate wealth from others is not their income, but that they don't spend everything they earn, Stanley Follow says. Most millionaires don't drive luxury cars, for example, and 28% drive a car that's at least 6 years old. 5. Get moving. Yes, you've heard it before, but decades of research show that exercise improves your health, lifts your mood, and lengthens your life. In fact, Harvard researchers found that as little as 15 minutes of moderate physical activity a day can increase your lifespan by 3 years. It also appears to keep your body young on the inside. Ball State University researchers found that people in their 70s who were lifelong exercisers were indistinguishable in many ways from healthy people 30 years younger. 6. Floss every day. Flossing doesn't just clean your teeth and freshen your breath. One study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association found that older women with a history of periodontal disease had a 12% higher risk of early death, and those who had lost teeth had a 17% higher risk. Research shows that people with gum disease are significantly more likely to suffer from heart attacks and strokes, and there are also links to pancreatic cancer, erectile dysfunction, and Alzheimer's disease. Scientists believe harmful mouth bacteria can enter the bloodstream, causing inflammation and other damage, and the best way to clear them out is with a daily floss. 7. Find wasted money. Look at your bank and credit card statements or use an app such as Mint to track your spending for a few months. Womack recommends. You may be surprised. First time I went back and looked at our spending records, it was a big kick in the stomach, she says. We were spending $800 a month on eating out. Crazy. Once you know where your money is going, you can set goals, create a budget, and start saving.